Well, good morning, world, and thanks for tuning in again. And I guess, let's see, what is today's date? I don't even know. Shouldn't know that before I started the podcast, but unfortunately I didn't. It is Saturday, April the 20th, and it's about 8:34 a.m. in the morning here on the East Coast in Florida. And want to thank everyone for tuning in, and it's been a huge uptick in my listening audience, and got quite a few people out of Iraq, actually. So good morning, Iraq, and a lot of other countries there as well, Germany, Canada. Gosh, there's so many. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. I'm honored and I'm humbled that you would do that. So this morning, I'm on my way to Cross City, which is sort of, let me see how I can put that. It's above Tampa, but it's below Gainesville, and it's closer to the coast, the Gulf Coast. So gives you an idea in Florida where that is. They're having their 100th year celebration, and I'll be presenting a flag and a letter from the congresswoman. So I'm excited. And it's a little foggy out here this morning, but back road, little two-lane back road in the middle of nowhere. Large hay farm on each side of me now. Beautiful, though. Lots of rolling hills and trees in the background. And it's beautiful this morning. And it's 67 degrees here, actually. It got up to 87 the other day. Of course, this is Florida, so you wait 5 seconds and it'll change. The weather will change, so. At any rate, just heading this way to get to Cross City, and barely anybody on the road this morning. Just a few cars here and there, but it is a Saturday, so a lot of people are probably sleeping in, or maybe they're going somewhere today. But got to spend last night with my son, my soon-to-be 16-year-old son, who's, believe it or not, 6'2". Probably 230 pounds. He's a big boy. Not fat at all, just big and tall and wide. And I'm 5'10 on a good day when I stand up tall. But this was my little boy. You know, at one point, he was just this little kid, you know. And I don't know if you're a parent, maybe even if you're not a parent, but especially if you're a parent of a child and they grow up on you, and you have those moments. Or I should say I have moments where I miss that little boy, you know, that little kid that used to stand by me all the time and was my little shadow and wanted to be everywhere I was and do everything I did. And, you know, he thought that I wore a cape, you know, that I was a superhero. You know, kids grow up and they realize that parents just aren't the superhero they thought they were, you know. But in those days, it's so nice. But I was thinking back to that, and I was thinking about how much I worked during the time he was just a little boy. And I worked so hard, and I worked so much of the time just trying to provide for my family. And I missed a lot of his childhood, it seems like. And I guess, you know, I'm sure most parents feel this way at some point in time. But this incredible guilt that I feel because I miss that little boy, but then I didn't spend much time with him because I was working, you know, trying to put food on the table and trying to keep the lights on and rent and all the things that go along with, you know, being a dad, the responsibilities, you know, being a good dad, I should say. Not every dad's that way, but good dads are. And, anyway, it was just kind of a cathartic moment for me thinking about that little boy that's gone forever. He's never coming back. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's sad in a way because for selfish reasons, I want him, you know, I want that little boy back, you know, sitting on my lap and holding him in my arms and, you know, talking to me a mile a minute, and, you know, just thinking that I set the moon and the stars, and now he's gone. So it's kind of hard, you know, but on the flip side, of course, you want your children to grow up. You want them to mature. You want them to, you know, develop properly. And so in that way, I'm very pleased. I'm very happy. He's a good boy. He's never given me one moment's trouble ever in his entire life, ever, not even once. And sometimes I wonder what I did to deserve that. I don't think I did anything to deserve it. I don't know why I have such good kids. Even my girls, never, not once, ever gave me a trouble, never gave me a problem, you know. No rebellious years, nothing like that. It was just, it was amazing. All three of them. So I don't know if that's kudos for me or just good genes in them. I'm not sure. But they're good kids, and I'm super proud of them. And I guess I got to thinking about it and thought I'd share it with you guys. Maybe you've had something similar. Maybe you felt the same way. Maybe you can listen and say, gosh, I feel the same way as he does. I guess when you become a parent, you know, the world changes. You know, I always tell people that, you know, when you're a parent, the view of the world changes, you know. You become more protective. You see the world as this, you know, sort of scary place, you know. And I mean, not that it wasn't scary before, not that you didn't see it, but when you have kids, it's totally different, because you feel like, now I got to protect these kids from this evil world. And I don't know about you, but I'm 57 years old, but I don't remember the world being this bad, you know. I don't remember it being this scary. And maybe it was. Maybe I was just a kid and I didn't know any better, and I just didn't have the presence of mind to understand it. I don't know. But it's gotten to the point now where it's like, sometimes I ask myself, I know you shouldn't ask this, but can it get worse? You know, can it get worse? You know, and then something comes along and you're like, well, yeah, it sure can. It just got worse, you know? And so it's like, a lot of times I'm almost afraid to ask myself, can it get worse? You know, can things get crazier than they are? Can people get more insane than they are? I think they can. They keep raising the bar. And it's pretty amazing, actually, when I see how mankind has progressed and into this horrible humanity. I just can't imagine why, you know. But at any rate, it is what it is. And this podcast is mostly about my son and my children in general, and maybe yours too, as you think about it and compare things. But anyway, just thought for the day, you know. If you have small kids, you know, just love on them, hug on them, kiss on them, you know, hold them and hold them close, and you know, enjoy the time you have with them, because gosh, they grow up so quickly. I mean, they're so fast, and life happens so quickly that, you know, sometimes when you're not paying attention, you turn around and that little boy you had is now a grown man.